Here's a story from The World.
Violence is escalating again in Israel and Gaza today. The militant group Hamas fired hundreds more rockets at Israel. In exchange, Israel carried out hundreds of airstrikes, targeting leaders of Hamas in Gaza. According to the Israeli military, they've killed at least 14 Hamas commanders today. The Israeli military also destroyed a 14-story building that houses local news organizations.
They are targeting media offices here in Gaza, so we cannot share what's happening here around the world.
That's Mariam Ferwana, who lives in Gaza City. She's a mother of three who used to shop at the tower that came down today. Ferwana recorded the sounds of explosions she's been hearing outside her windows. In just a few moments, we'll hear a voice from Israel arguing that the Israeli airstrikes are acts of defense. First, though, Gaza City resident Mariam Ferwana. I asked her what the past 24 hours have been like for her.
All the houses around the area are trembling. And there were three children were killed inside their car. They were in the market. They are buying some fish. And they were targeted here in Gaza right now. So the situation is very, very bad. You cannot imagine. This is the worst one.
You have small children, as you said. How have they been dealing with this?
I have three children. They don't know what's happening around them. And I don't give them every details. I said to them that it's just a war between two parties here in Palestine. I don't want them to be more specific in this problem. I don't want them to grow up with this problem inside them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am not afraid of F-16 or F-35, the new one, but I am afraid from the gun boats and the tanks. They don't know where they bombed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Your children, were they able to sleep at all last night?
When they hear a huge bomb or something like that, they run in the salon because it's safer than their bedrooms because of the windows in the bedrooms and the glasses were on their heads. So they ran to the salon, and me and my husband too. For now, I keep them busy. I give them stories to read as there is a huge bombings, and I wanted to distract them. I don't want them to focus on what's happening around them. Actually, in the first days, I told them that it's a fireworks, not a rocket. But after that, I told them the truth. And we are waiting our destiny, actually. As my kids ask me, Mom, when is our turn? They mean when they will be dead.
Oh, no.
Because they are seeing everything around them is destroyed. And I try not let them see what's happening through social media or TV. But they see. And when they see the children in their ages, Mom, who killed them? Why? They are children. And will they kill me too?
I can't imagine trying to parent through a situation like this. How on earth do you answer a question like that from one of your children?
For 2 years, I tried to immigrate to any European country or any country so that is safer than here in Gaza, but all are rejected. So we accept our destiny and stay here like others.
Are you able to leave your house right now and buy necessities like food?
No, we cannot. They targeted every car walking in the street.
So how are you dealing, Mariam, with the basic necessities like food?
You know, we are in Ramadan, the holy month. We are fasting around 16 hours daily. Today is the last day of the holy month. Tomorrow is our celebration with the Eid al-Fitr. And we cannot celebrate with our families in this Eid because of this situation. And today in the morning at 9 a.m., they targeted a house, a civilian's house, without warning. They killed a pregnant woman and her two kids. And the father is in the hospital without warning.
Oh, really tragic. Is there a bomb shelter you or any of your friends can go to?
No. That's the difference between we and the people inside Israel. They have shelters. They have alerts warning them if there is rockets around them. But we don't have. We suddenly found ourselves in tomb or in the hospital. That's it.
Mariam, one last question. Do you feel Hamas is protecting you?
Maybe they are defending us, but they are not protecting us. They cannot.
Mariam Ferwana in Gaza City, thank you for speaking with us. And it's a sad greeting, but I will say it anyway. Eid Mubarak to you.
You are very welcome, Marco. Thank you for your time.
From PRX.